Welcome back, everybody, to our Let's Talk Green County program presented by the Community State Bank in Peyton. This is Coltrane Carlson, and our guest today is the Green County High School art teacher, is Sarah Stott, now joining us. And so, Sarah, you're here with us today because you recently completed a mural for the city of Rippey. Can you just, first of all, explain to us why you were approached to do a mural like this, and the committee that did approach you, what were some of the elements they wanted to include in this mural?
Sure. So I was asked by Mary Weaver last summer if I'd be interested in painting a mural for the town celebration, their 150th. Yeah, I thought about it and said, sure, that'd be great. They had some ideas already that they had already thought of. They wanted to include the logo that I ended up painting with the train in the middle there. So that was kind of their inspiration. And then they said they wanted more color. So just to kind of, I had some freedom to go from there. So I started with that as my inspiration. I, of course, want to include the town's name, you know, Rippey. I thought agriculture is a really important part of this town. And then the history of baseball is the one thing I thought of, that when you think of Rippey, you think of baseball. So I had to include that as well. So that was kind of where I was going. And then from there, I just came up with some ideas and sketches, and this is what we got.
Really, the only thing that you started with was the train and that kind of the clock concept, and everything else just kind of was your direction, more or less.
Yeah.
Does that happen a lot with your other murals that you've done across the county?
Well, the student ones that when I work with my students, I have more of their input, you know, and things that they want. Sometimes I'll approach them with ideas. Sometimes they'll give me ideas, and we all work together to design those. But yeah, if I'm commissioned to do a piece, usually there's some ideas that people want, and then I just kind of go from there.
Does it make you nervous every time when you have to do a mural, especially as something as part and as an entire town? I know you've done Jefferson before, Grand Junction, and now here in Rippey, and you've also done Cooper too. Does it make you nervous that when you go, oh my gosh, this is going to represent an entire town, a lot of people are potentially going to see this? Does that make you nervous when you go into something like this and trying to make it come to fruition like this?
Not necessarily nervous, okay. I guess. As long as I have a good plan, I usually feel pretty confident that it'll turn out. And
sure.
I think the challenge is just coming up with that design. But once that's all planned out and drawn, from there, it's easy. I just go off of that. And yeah, I know it'll probably turn out well. And usually everybody's happy with it.
Yeah.
So,
how long did this Rippey mural take you?
It took about a week to paint. I think I put in about 36 hours painting on this.
You don't sketch anything out prior hand. Is it all just freehand with just the actual colors of the paint, or do you outline some stuff?
When I first started, I actually just started with tape.
Oh, okay.
And so I taped out the big areas first. So then it kind of gave me the scale for the rest of it from there. Just lots of stepping back, looking at it from a distance, and then readjusting tape that's kind of how I started this project here.
Now, can you tell us, give us a head count of the other murals that you've done across the county?
Well, just me personally, this is my second that I've done by myself. The other ones were all with my class, my art students at the high school in Jefferson, or Green County School. We've done, the concession stand at the pool, twin shop, and then the large Greetings from Jefferson on the Shadrian building as a class. So what is that? Those three. Yep.
Tell me about that, with the interaction with your students, because I think that's a unique experience that not a whole lot of high schools can really tout, especially in small towns and small rural school districts like Green County, to be able to have students go out and paint a mural that will hopefully be there for a lot of years to come.
It's fun working with the kids. When these large murals, some of the kids get more nervous, but they're the ones that I'm like, hey, if you don't feel comfortable doing this, you can go just fill in this space. It just needs to be like one color. You can do that, you know? And so then everybody feels like they can contribute, even if they don't feel like they have the highest skill level to do it. And they're all busy and they love it. And they're just so proud of their work when they're done. That's what's the best thing, is when they look back, and then to be able to see it throughout the years, come back and like, I painted that and I helped paint that. And it's great. It's great to see their reaction and just that contribution. And
so if memory serves, you got one here in Rippey, one in Jefferson, one in Grand Junction, one in Cooper. That leaves Scranton, Sherdan, Peyton, and Dana for the rest of them here in Green County. Are you going to unintentionally make a mural for every community in Green County?
We've already got three of them.
We do. We do have a good start. We do. Yeah, I forgot about the Grand Junction one. We did that one last year. That was really fun, too.
Yeah,
maybe. Maybe. I don't think it was originally like an intention, but now that we've started it, yeah, that would be great. And hopefully I'll have a lot of years left to teach and we can just keep making new art.
So is it a kind of a goal every school year for you to go out and do a mural with your kids then? And obviously maybe that didn't happen this last spring because of COVID.
Sure. Yep. Usually every spring we like to do one piece of art as a class. This year, it just didn't work out. I had some ideas of where I wanted our next mural, but we'll just save that for next year. So yeah.
Can you give away what that project was intended for last spring?
I'm going to wait.
maybe I get a scoop. We always like
to surprise people, you know. Oh, sure. Just all of a sudden, boom, there's a new painting in town or wherever.
What's the feedback been like from the community? I know you probably have said this before that there hasn't really been any grumblings or people that have been negative, I don't think, from any of your thing. But when you get done with a mural, what's feedback that you get from the community?
I think that everybody really liked it. They'd drive by, they'd honk, they'd wave, they'd stop, they'd get out and chit-chat while I was painting. It was fun to see all the kids around town riding their bikes, and they'd be yelling, "Looks good!" And they'd sometimes stop and talk. So, yeah, it was great having all that feedback as I was working. And I think a lot of people didn't know it was happening, so they were all surprised too, like, "Oh, what's going on?" It was like the talk of the town.
Right. Certainly for Rippy, this will be a talk of the town for him for quite a while.
Yeah. It was the big deal for the summer, I think.
For sure.
And that's our guest for today's Let's Talk Green County program. Here with our Green County High School art teacher is Sarah Stott. She recently completed the City of Rippy mural that can be found on the east wall of Rolling Hills Bank right there in Rippy. Community State Bank in Payton is an independent, locally owned bank in business since 1956. Back with more here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.